It was hard to see what I was doing in the dark, so I ran my fingers over the keyhole and fit my picks inside by feel. I wiggled them around a bit before closing my eyes and concentrating on my task.
Need some help?
Gah! I jerked back and fell on my butt, dropping my tools and landing in a heap.
Whoa, are you okay?
Ramos reached out to help me up.
Ramos!
I batted his hand away, barely keeping my voice above a whisper.
What the hell? You scared me to death.
Sorry. I thought you were expecting me. Didn't you get my text?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Was that sarcasm in his tone? He reached for me again, but this time I let him help me up.
Where have you been? I've been waiting for nearly 2 hours.
I explained it all in my text. I heaved a sigh.
Yeah, right. The one I didn't get. He shook his head.
Let's figure that out later. Right now, I need to know what's going on. Why are you trying to break in?
Max turned out the light a while ago, but he never came out. His car's still here, so I thought I'd go in and check on him. As you can see, the stupid door's locked.
Would you like me to help?
He moved to take the tools from me, but I jerked my hands away. I wasn't sure why I did it, but it might have had something to do with the fact that he'd scared me to death. He'd obviously blocked his thoughts from me, which didn't seem like a nice thing to do. In the shadows, I could barely make out the look on his face. His right brow had risen, and his lips had parted with a hint of surprise.
I can do it myself, I huffed, knowing I sounded surly.
Sure, go ahead, but make it fast. We don't want to get caught in the act.
I knew it would only take him a couple of seconds to get the door open, lots faster than me, but I hated giving in. Irritated, I handed the tools over.
No, you do it, you're faster.
He took them without arguing and bent to the task. A couple of seconds later, he had the door open, and we both slipped inside.
You know where we're going?
Mostly. The light was in the corner of the building off to the right, so we need to go in that direction. He pulled a penlight from his pocket and flicked it on. The soft glow lit the darkness, and he sent a quick flash around the room. The light showed us an office desk, stacked with cluttered papers, along with a phone and a computer. Beyond that, a hallway led toward the right side of the building, and we started in that direction. As we crept forward, my heart began to pound, and I tried to keep my breathing steady. As much as I hated to admit it, having Ramos lead the way was a game changer. Why did I ever think I could do this without him? We reached the office door, and Ramos twisted the doorknob. It turned in his hand, and he glanced my way.
Get down.
After crouching down, he pushed the door open. I expected to hear shouts of surprise or even a gunshot, but it was quiet. Waiting for a couple of heartbeats, Ramos straightened and stepped inside. He panned the light over the office before bringing it to a stop on the chair behind the desk. Someone sat in the chair. The man's head listed to the side at an awkward angle, and blood soaked his shirt from a gash across his neck. I gasped and tried not to gag.
That doesn't look like him, Ramos said. What do you think?
I swallowed back the bile in my throat and took a good look at the man's features. No, it's not Max. I don't know who that is, do you?
No.
Ramos froze.
Did you hear that?
With my heart pounding so loud, I couldn't hear anything else.
No, what?
Come on, we've got to get out of here.
Listening closely, I heard a beeping sound, but lost it as Ramos grabbed my arm and began to drag me out of the office. It took a moment for it to sink in, but I'd heard that sound before, and it sent shards of fear down my spine.